Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Do you feel bad for women who've lied all this time?
This whole time. We know it's been going on, man. Because we will never know. They just say it's bad.
Okay, Steve.
Making it up.
I'm not ready to go that far.
Oh.
The pain of childbirth, we know.
It's average. It's a miracle. How could a miracle feel bad? How could it hurt?
Oh, why are you this guy today?
Okay.
There's no doubt it hurts.
I've heard things. I've heard rumors.
But there's also a good portion of you, I'm just going to point this out, get an epidural. So.
What was that part? It's about an epidural?
Yeah.
Which takes the pain away.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
I remember my wife looking down at her, like, it was like, and the anesthesiologist behind her is like, I'm tapping into that. And she's like, oh.
Okay. This is awesome.
This is probably one of the best days of my life.
I'm going to take a nap now.
Yeah. And like, I could see the contraction because they strap a thing on her and you could see that it's still happening. And I'm like, you can't feel that.
It's like, no.
She's like, no.
Punch me right here. Punch me.
Yeah. We brought in kids from the neighborhood. So there's seven things according to science
and women.
Okay, it's according to women. Which is it? Is it science or women?
Scientific women.
There it is. That are more painful than childbirth. Now, here's why women can say that. Because this study was done using women that have both had a child and experienced some other type of pain.
Yep.
Now, according to this thing, like a third degree burn, for example, makes the list. Having to get skin grafts. I mean, I've gotten some pretty serious burns, but if you've ever seen somebody
third degree style,
like where they have to like slough off the skin and
scrub it. They got to scrub the scab off. Yeah. I've heard of that. No, I've never had that.
Horrifying.
Yeah. It hurts way more than giving birth.
And right now that's like number seven.
Yeah.
On the list. What we're looking for from you guys is we want you to tell us what was the worst pain
ever
you've ever had. And we're going to put it on our chart O pain here. Where like childbirth right now is like number 42. Okay. I mean, we got skin grafts at seven and we're moving our way up.
Yeah.
Trigeminal neuralgia. Apparently it's some nerve in the side of your head gets inflamed and it's a stabbing pain.
Not a headache though. That's not a migraine.
This is a
migraine.
Different thing. This one's extremely rare. And if you have it, you think you want to kill yourself.
Oh, I don't have that.
Number five, gout.
I've never had. You always get gout.
I don't always.
You're always gout ridden.
I'm not a 70-year-old.
Sodden with gout.
I'm not a 70-year-old man who is the ruler of an aristocracy, but I am a person who, at way too early of an age, got gout.
And what's it from again? What do you get? What's that?
It's from too much uric acid in your kidneys. And it also creates one other problem. No, it used to be called King's Toe because you would get it from living a decadent life. And it's not, they used to think it was from booze. It could be partially from booze, but like red meat and stuff. So it was a time where I was in a band, we were drinking a ton and we lived close to a all you can eat buffet that had prime rib on it. And I literally had prime rib, like, I don't know, six nights a week. And then I thought I broke my toe. It's one of the most painful things I've ever been through.
Oh, so that's what gout does. It feels like you broke.
It's like the acid builds up in one of your joints. It's most typically in your big toe. And because I was drinking a lot, I thought I broke my toe when I didn't remember it. And so I go in and I had an x-ray and they're like, no, your toe's not broken, but do you drink a lot and have a lot of red meat? And I was like, that's guilty. And they're like, you have gout.
You're a gout. So what is it, goes away on its own? Or
no, you have to take this drug that kind of lowers your uric acid in your body or something.
I've never had that one.
Have you had any of these?
No.
Steve, like when you pick up a pencil and you have gout, it somehow jars your toe.
Ah, da, da, da.
Everything hurts. It feels like the world.
Really?
When somebody walks by you too aggressively, it makes your toe hurt. Gout is like a horrifying thing.
Yeah, I don't want that. That sounds
I'll pass
bad.
A watermelon through my birthing canal before I'll have gout again.
Okay. Can we?
I don't have a birthing canal.
Okay.
Okay. Broken ribs. Wait, I skipped migraine. Migraines.
See, I don't get headaches, and you and Lil D, you've had migraines.
I've had a couple.
Where he was talking about you get spots and lights There's and then tunnels light. Of vision.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's not good.
Wow.
How bad are they for you?
They started, when I first started getting them, they were really bad, but now they're not as bad. Like, they're not as debilitating, I think, as a lot of other people's, but they are painful. I mean, it hurts.
For me, it's uncomfortable, and I just can't be around light. But it's not
See, I don't
pain.
Get that.
Yeah, I don't get pain.
Mine's like a hangover headache almost, you know, like that. Can't move type of headache.
Yeah, I don't get those.
Yeah.
Either way, it's worse than childbirth.
Way worse. Mm-hmm. Number three, broken ribs.
Never had
the
that.
The worst part of a broken rib is there's literally nothing they can do.
Okay, wait, how'd you break ribs? You weren't an athlete. What did you do? You were in the band. You broke ribs while you were in the band?
I was not in band, like in the rock band.
Oh, you're jumping around on stage.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And then I broke, I think I fractured. I can't remember what I did to a rib. My kids jumped on my chest. And literally all you can do is like wrap like the ace bandage around it. And it hurts all the time or whatever. But there's nothing worse in the world. You know when you're having that moment, you first step outside and you go like, oh my God, I'm going to sneeze.
Yeah.
Imagine knowing that your sneeze is going to launch your ribs into a spasm.
No.
It is the scare. It's all together at once watching the worst horror movie because you're sitting there going, oh, because you know you're going to sneeze and you know it's going to hurt.
Explode.
Oh God.
That would suck.
It sucks.
And you just have to wait till they heal. There's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
I've never had that pain, but it's worse than.
I think we finally found one that you have. Bad toothache.
Yes, I've had that.
You knock teeth out of your head all the time.
I know. Yeah, but yes, kind of.
Every time I look at you, I'm like, where are the four teeth that were on the right side of your head?
I'm going to get them put back in tomorrow. Call the dentist a few minutes ago. Yeah. Get me in on Thursday.
Kind of. Yeah, you're right. But we've all had that. That's bad.
But it's bad.
And a lot of women that have given birth, a lot of moms say that toothache's worse than giving.
Number one, kidney stones. I'm here to tell you.
I haven't had those, but you've met many times.
Yes. Because of the same thing from the gout. And I even went to an ER this last time and they look at you like you're a guy who's shopping painkillers. Like, come on, man, you're faking it. And I'm sitting here going, get me. And they finally just stuck me in the butt with something that stopped the pain for a little bit.
Cause you say it's when it travels, where it goes.
It's just when it goes between your kidney
stuff up. And
No, but it does not hurt coming out. I know you think it hurts coming out. It doesn't hurt coming out. It hurts while it's in your body.
Oh, okay.
But going from your kidney to your bladder is where it hurts.
How many do you have to give up? I mean, certain amount?
Like you could have a bunch of them, and then you have to pee through like a screen door to make it to be able to tell you got it out because you can't tell because they're not that big.
Oh,
mine aren't anyway.
So you get to what? You
no, gotta, but my father-in-law does ones that are like a jagged grain of rice, and they do hurt him.
Oh, that's
out.
How big they are.
They can be.
Yeah, I remember my dad got one of those, and I have never seen anybody like doubled over in so much pain like ever.
It's scary.
What's wrong with you people? You have everything on this list.
All right, so we want to hear your worst pain ever, and I don't think we barely have time to get to all these, but there was basically an exterminator who decided to go in and go, I'm not going to wear any of the gear to like take out a beehive.
Moron.
And he got stung literally thousands, if not tens of thousands of times.
Just about to death?
Every single person around him was geared up, not him. The fire department even came.
Oh, he got cocky.
They geared up.
He got cocky.
He said, I'm just going to get it.
I got this.
That's got to be the worst pain ever. I mean, one bee sting is like, ow. Can you imagine just...
I've never been stung once, so I don't
you
know.
You haven't?
I haven't.
We have to get you stung.
Okay, what is that?
Because it's just, it's a really interesting feeling.
Well, I heard it's pain. So yeah. Pain is interesting.
It's an interesting pain.
Maybe I've had, I just didn't realize.
No, you'd know.
Oh.
The first time it happened to me, I was like, oh.
I got stung.
A man got left with a spear through his neck after a fishing accident.
You guys see the pictures of that.
Are we going to put that up on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then another dude was in a trash can and got compacted.
Like over and over. Yeah, he just broke a leg. But
and he's just like,
hey,
trying to pound.
Hey,
I'm in here. I can't hear you over the sound of the truck going.
Exactly.
Killing you. All right. So if you've lived through something incredibly painful, we're looking for your worst pain ever stories. Victoria.
Yay.
Yay.
Worst pain ever.
I got my hand caught in an electric hand mixer.
Oh, what? Oh,
why would you even put your hand near it? Like,
yeah. No.
You're just making pudding or what?
Mashed potatoes, and I was putting the whisks in the hand mixer, and as I put it in, it turned on and caught my hand, my fingers.
So you just mangled your finger? What happens then?
They, like, got twisted and, like, turned in the whisks as the mixer was on.
Oh, ba-ba.
So it broke bones, and they were just kind of, like,
I didn't
there.
Break any fingers. Nope.
What?
Did it tear off the skin?
No. I mean, I was a little cut up, but that was it.
Wow.
But it hurt so freaking bad.
Then we're putting you at 43 just after childbirth.
Did it hurt a lot, though?
Oh my God, I was in so much pain. My hand, I like did not want to use it for the rest of the day.
Dang. So you're like pancake shy. You can't make pancakes anymore, whatever you were making.
You don't need a mixer to make pancakes.
Oh, you don't use a mixer?
I use a whisk.
Oh, okay.
You get out a mixer for pancakes.
Pudding? What were, I don't know what you were making.
What do you, what kind of stuff
I don't whisk.
Do you?
That's undignified. Whisking things.
Oh my God, you're hurting me.
I know.
I don't want to ruin anybody else's call later on, but like that right there is a nightmare for me. And if you ever, like if there's a cloggage in the garbage disposal, I won't reach down. I'll just be like, I'll buy a new house.
Good man.
I'm like,
so many people don't think and just start.
Cause you like, what happens if
there?
You pull it out and it's still got some spin left
Thank
in it?
You.
That's going to be worst pain ever. Tanya.
Yay.
Yay.
Worst pain.
Worst thing. A couple years ago, I went and I climbed a mountain and I was in shape and whatnot. And just so you know, I have three kids, so childbirth was not a big problem for me.
Okay.
But as I got higher up into altitude sickness was my worst pain ever.
What happens with it?
You get like real pounding headache, like nauseous, dizzy. You can't see. Like I felt like my lungs were collapsing because I couldn't breathe. It just hurt.
And do you get
so
better
bad.
Just if you just go back down? You get better.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. There was I had like maybe 5 Advils. I mean, I didn't have much with me. All my water was gone, so I had people like coming around me to help me, like.
It's like
aid me, I guess.
It's like the reverse bends.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like you're having the bend because your body is not
right?
adjusting to the pressurization or whatever.
So you got
to
break through. Everyone that goes up on Everett, they got to break through that sickness. They got to take that with them.
I think
them
some
the
people's
way.
Bodies just don't react
oh,
that
okay.
way.
Dang. That's why I don't climb mountains.
That's why.
Yep.
It has nothing
it's
to do
crazy.
With sheer apathy, laziness. What are all the words? Sedentariness.
You're doing
all
right.
Thank you, Tanya. B.
Yay.
Yay.
Worst pain ever.
Shingles on my face.
So what is that? What's
yes.
what?
Shingles is like grown up chicken pox is what I think it is, right? Isn't that kind of what it is?
It's similar. It's like nerve. It's like a you carry it in your nerves.
What?
So I had it on my face. I had it in my nose. It went into my ear. It went down my throat.
What?
It was all over the right side of my face.
And how is there something you can put on it to make it feel better, or you just got to deal with it?
You kind of have to deal with it. They ended up giving me anticonvulsants to help with the nerve pain, and I was taking about 10 Percocet every 4 hours.
Dang, woman.
For how long?
Yeah. Well, I had it about a year and a half ago, and still today, if I get really stressed out, I'll get breakouts. I actually have a breakout going on right now on the corner of my nose.
Oh.
But anytime the wind blows and your hair touches your face, it's terrible.
Holy, and always on your face, or shingles can be on other parts of your body? It's always your face?
I've seen people with shingles on their body.
It can be anywhere. I've had it 3 times on 3 separate areas. I've had it on my back. I've had it on my side, and I've had it on my face.
And there's no cure? There's no way to get rid of it for once and for all?
No.
If you touch someone, will they get it and stuff?
No, not typically.
Oh.
Yes, because Steve has been walking slowly away from the microphone as if somehow you're transmitting it through your voice.
Nothing personal, B.
He threw his headphones on the ground a couple minutes ago. He can't even hear us now.
And not only does it just look terrible, but it really does. Anytime your hair touches your face or even someone reaches up and touches you on your face,
Are you married?
I am.
Oh, so you guys can't kiss?
Okay, thank God. I was hoping
you
were going.
You know what?
Anywhere.
The 5 o'clock shadow will hurt that side of my face.
Oh, wow.
Dang,
and it's been over a year since I had it.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, ever. B.
I keep your breath in the whole time.
Keep your shingles in check. Yes. There. Ellen.
Yay.
Worst pain ever.
When I was 7 years old, I was stung by a jellyfish.
No. Now, the box jellyfish can kill you.
It wasn't a box jellyfish, but it's a pain you don't forget.
Did you know right away what had happened?
Yeah.
I didn't, but my parents did.
And it just stung like
you hit the tentacles or something? Were you swimming?
No, I was walking on the beach, and it was like this electrical shock just went all the way up my leg.
Dang.
And I screamed, and by the time I screamed, a wave had come in and washed the jellyfish away. So no one had actually seen the jellyfish. Oh. But when my whole leg swelled up the next day, we pretty much figured out that's what it was.
Did anybody do the thing?
No.
Oh, you want me to do it now?
No.
Oh, you're supposed to pee on
you're
it.
You're supposed to pee on it, yeah.
Is that true?
I've also heard other people go, it's not, but yeah.
And it can't be your own pee, it's got to be someone else's pee.
I think it might have to be someone else's pee, but it could be, I think, what's the difference? Why can't it be my own pee?
Because it's got that poison coursing through your own pee.
The poison hasn't gotten to your pee
yep,
yet.
Yep, it's the first place it attaches. It goes to your pee.
Oh my God, Steve's knowledge of the human body. Instantly, it hits your leg and can get into your blood, through to your bladder, yep. Through to your kidneys and into your butt. No, I think you could probably pee on your own. I think for women, that might be harder than it is for men.
Oh,
yeah,
good point.
Getting to the bottom of your foot wouldn't be all that easy.
You'd have to create like a trench.
Send us your photos.
Yes, if you've peed on your own jellyfish, we're doing a YouTube video contest. You hear sponsor? Is that sound? It's sponsors of our show. Just it's running away at a miraculous pace. Thank you for the call, Ellen.
Dang, Ellen.
Yeah, you're right, though. Like, but the big jellyfish hurt really bad, I guess. But the little ones are the ones that can I don't know that they hurt necessarily more. They just can kill you because the venom that they have. That box jellyfish.
Are not that big.
They're like a dime, dude. They're tiny.
And you can't see it. That's so not fair.
It's not fair. Jeez. Okay. I'll talk to the big guy and say, hey, make the really deadly ones bigger. The reason that's why they have so much, because they're so small and there's so many predators. And Sean?
Yeah.
Worst pain ever.
Well, let me see if I can keep this G-rated. When having relations with a loved one, when I'm done or finished, it feels like someone's shoving an ice pick through my head, the back of my head.
What is that? That's an actual thing?
Yes. Yeah, right? It's called the post-coital headache.
And you get it every time?
Every time.
Sean.
Yeah. Oh, what? Even if like on alone time you get it?
Let's put it this way. If I even start to think about it, I can start to feel that pressure building up in my head.
Is this common? I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either, but it's out there. I mean, there's treatment. There are different medications you can take, but you got to find the right amount and whatnot. But it's just horrible.
You can't enjoy any part of that.
Because you know, right. Like, even if you're having the greatest time ever, you know right. When you're done, it's going to suck.
You know, when you feel it coming on, you're like, oh boy, I better just quit.
I've never.
I love that you have a sense of humor about it. But
dang, do the ladies have a sense of humor about it?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, my girlfriend's it's pretty pissed about it because it is kind of a deterrent wanting to get, you know, intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just try to work around it, but it's pretty bad.
I've never even heard of anything in the wheelhouse of that.
Me too.
That's like awful.
That is awful. You're the worst one so far,
dude,
Sean.
I'll take kidney stones on the daily before.
Dang.
And you know how much that hurts.
Yes.
But to know that I couldn't relate without pain.
Without severe.
Oh, wow. Thank you for the call, Sean.
That's.
Oh my God, dude. The psychological pain of that is almost as bad as the like, some hot girl comes up and is like, please. And you're like,
I can't. Ouch.
I want to. I want to so bad. Sarah.
Yes.
Yes.
Worst pain ever.
Kidney stone, hands down.
Oh, see?
Oh, so you're admitting it. You've done both. You've done the baby and. So.
I've had the ribs and the baby and the kidney stone.
Dang.
I'm not lying, dude. And I'm not trying to seem like a tough guy, but my last one, I didn't even go to the hospital because the first time you get it, it's the pain and the psychology because you think you're dying because it's like somebody took a red hot samurai sword and shoved it through your back and you're like, well, that shouldn't be happening. But now when it happens, at least you know what it is, but it's still, oh.
Where do you rank all those? Yeah. Giving birth, kidney stone, and broken ribs.
And broken collarbone and bruised butt bone, lots of stuff.
What was the worst then? What do you rank?
I would say the kidney stone and the stint after the kidney stone.
Oh, you got a stint. Yeah, I'm not there.
What is that now?
Just, trust me, they just widen things out for it.
What?
Not great.
The kidney stone was so big they had to blow it up. So they put the stint in to get it all out.
What is going on?
Yep, it's not great. Thank you, Sarah. Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
It's Shannon.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Okay, I had a hairline fracture in my hip. Don't exactly know how it happened, but went to the emergency room. They did an MRI, and the ball joint actually broke off while I was in the MRI.
Okay.
Yes. It just
I've had two children, and that is the most pain I've ever had.
Oh, my God. Broken ball joint.
My hip. Yes.
Holy, you can't
repair. Followed by two hips. A hip replacement, two hip surgeries after that.
Okay.
Dang.
Do you know, speaking of surgery, we never even got to yours. And the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't, like, to think, because that's a part of the kidney stone thing, getting a catheter, like, that's, is it as bad as I think it is?
Yeah, the catheter that had to go up through the out
yes,
of the number
the
one.
Yes, outdoor.
Yes.
The number one outdoor.
All the way up, because I couldn't.
How?
Yeah, that's
Is it actual pain, or is it psychological pain, or a combination?
That's, it was like, yes, because you
it's like a postcoital, you're like, please don't put anything in there. I don't want anything in there. Please don't.
And you kind of watch it. And it's
no, like, don't watch it. Yep. For the love of God, watch it.
Well, I want to make sure they're doing it right
now. Of course. If you still want to tell us your worst pain ever and make moms giving birth feel bad, you know where to go.
Yeah, find the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.